Hello, good people. Puneet Sharma back again with a brand new episode of the Karma Social Podcast. I've got a really good treat for you today. I've got a really awesome and very inspirational person. I've been following her journey on social media for quite a while, and I've never had the chance to talk to her, in person. So it is the first time that I'll be talking to her, and probably it's not the first time that you'd be listening to her story and her journey. Boys and girls, I give you Alana G. How are you going, Alana?
Ah, so good. I'm so blessed to be here and share away what we're going to share today.
Ah, fantastic. It's my pleasure, to have you on. And like I said, it's been a while that I've been trying to reach out, and we had a few teething issues, firstly organizing this, and I'm so happy that we are finally doing this right now. Just so the listeners know what you do and what sort of magic you create, I'd love for you to just introduce yourself and tell them what you do.
Yeah, for sure. So my highest value is transformation. I came from such a challenging, I wouldn't say it was a really challenging upbringing, but more so I had really challenging emotions from my upbringing. Mm. And so what really transformed for me was this happiness and this joy that I get to experience now, and that became my passion to want to be able to share with others. And so the way that I was able to do that is through conscious entrepreneurship. I'm really passionate about people finding what they're passionate about, mm-hmm. people, living in purpose, living to serve, and just really finding what it is that lights them up, or finding that challenge and going after it and just doing it anyway, and finding, linking them to the unlimited possibilities that are available to them.
Mm, excellent. Conscious entrepreneurship has been quite a buzzword in the recent past. What does conscious entrepreneur mean to you?
Yeah, so for me, I developed a business online which really teaches people to speak their truth, that teaches people to really lean into what experiences they've had and what they've learned from them, and share that with the world through their messages and their visions, mm-hmm. and really gifting light out into the world. And when you do that, you're hiring your vibration is higher, you're amplifying your message, you're amplifying who you are, you're being seen, and that is how you build your business. But for me, I also have physical passion, so retreats, and I have workshops and transformational spaces that I've also invested my time and my money in to create, because I'm just passionate again about serving others. So this weekend, I just have such an ability to see possibility. So when I meet someone, and I met a guy that came across my house this week, he's a hypnotist and he loves making change. And I have a space, and I have the availability to be able to create people to come to this space. And I just created this event, and that's so that we can serve others, but also that there's a possibility there for a business. So that's what conscious entrepreneurship is for me.
That's excellent. So let's just dial it back, a little bit before you started this entire, sort of movement, if I have to say so myself. What were the sort of things going around when you were sort of growing up? Like you said, you had a bit of, challenging situations during your upbringing. Do you mind if you just establish, what was the transformational moment for you?
I think for me, growing up, it wasn't good or bad. It was just a mixture of both. And the way that I took it on, I became really sad. I became really an outsider. I knew I was always a bit different.
Yes.
I wanted to feel joy and I wanted to feel happiness. And it just felt like I wasn't able to do that in my fullest expression when I was a kid. And by the age of 15, I had attracted into my experience a troubled boy who ended up abusing me for 5 years of our life. So that was also challenging. So it just was really, I was being pushed into I was being locked in bathrooms and bedrooms and being tormented with words. And I think that was what was the conditioning for me to really go on this spiralness of depression You know, I'd have these highs and then I'd have these lows and I'd have these highs and I'd have these lows.
Right.
And it was just that those words, those conditionings, you know, that I'm a piece of shit. I don't know if I can swear.
Oh, absolutely. Just go to your heart content. This is, you know, I'm just an open forum, no judgment, you know. So speak your truth.
Yeah. And so, you know, I had this conditioning, like I was a piece of shit, that I wasn't, you know, worth anything. I was, you know, it just stuck inside of me, obviously, because that was what was repeated over and over and over again. And so I was doing that to myself for years later. You know, I went through eating disorders and I went through like just lots of depression and, you know, suicidal thoughts. Mm. And I just kept doing that same thing. And I don't know what the moment was. Like, there was one moment that sticks out for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like I went to a retreat, and so this is why I love transformational spaces. And that retreat really taught me about myself and my energy. But there was these other key moments, and one of them was listening to my gut. And it was about business, actually, and that's why I'm so passionate about it. Like, it was like, hey, my gut was telling me, my intuition's telling me, do the business, do that business. Like, everyone, like, people are happy. People are doing the thing that you want to do. Like, they're smiling. They're encouraging on each other's posts, you know, but my fear was, oh, but what will everyone think of me? I'm going to do another business, da 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 da, la 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 la. And it took me a little while to really understand that that voice inside is never going to go away, and shit's just going to, you know, and if you don't listen, you know,
it gets louder, doesn't it?
Challenges. And I sent it was a text message that I sent to an old business partner with a business that wasn't in alignment. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just sent the message, and all of a sudden I felt like I entered the world of flow. Mm. And it was just, and then I just kept after that day, and it's been 2 years since that. Since that day, I've just been listening to everything that, like, intuition, anything that's available to me, I say yes. And I've traveled the world in the last 2 years and ran, like, so many different retreats. My business, online business, has exploded across America, Costa Rica, like, everywhere. Like, it's so funny what comes up when you just say yes, you know, like,
yes, absolutely.
The possibilities, you just get aligned with humans, and you're like, oh, wow, this is cool. I can probably go into do this now. But yeah, I did struggle growing up. I had, you know, there's lots of things that have happened in my life that could have been the moment that, you know, I could have checked out, but some reason I held on. And at 23, one of my boyfriends that I loved committed suicide. Oh, and okay. Yeah. And that was out of, like, no one knew, and that was a big shock for everyone. There was no drugs or alcohol involved. It was really pure depression and feeling alone. And so it became my mission that to really, you know, want that for others. And I didn't realize I wasn't doing it for myself for a long time. I was giving and doing it for others.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've just mirrored and lined it all up. And yeah, it's just really about saving lives, like not letting people feel like they're alone or that they can't have happiness or, you know, like deserving things that they are so deserving of.
Yeah. And especially in times like these, you know, right now, like a lot of people have been forced around the world to be, you know, locked up inside their own homes. A lot of people who I know and, you know, they live by themselves in big cities. I've got a friend who, you know, lives in New York. New York is one of the worst hit, you know, cities in the world. She fortunately is a very happy-go-lucky sort of a person, but, you know, everybody goes through those motions, you know, sort of an ebb and flow, if I have to say. But you sometimes feel that you're on top of the world, and sometimes you feel that you're just nothing. You're just a speck, you know, in this vast expanse of the universe. And it's people like, you know, you and, you know, a lot of people who are very passionate about bringing the best in others come into play, you know. And if you reach out and then help them grow as much as, you know, they can. That's the best place to be in. I was recently actually talking to one of my friends, and he said this phrase which has stuck to me. He told me that competition is the new collaboration, or rather, collaboration is the new competition. I said it the other way around, sorry.
Yeah, I think I love that. Collaboration
is the new competition.
My favorite thing right now, collaboration. It is like you're getting to work with people that are wanting the mission, you know, that are there for service, you know, because we are not working in businesses now that are about greed or, you know, it usually is for a purpose, you know.
Yes,
people have these missions on their heart. So, you know, if you collaborate with people, that mission is going to amplify. It's going to happen faster. You get, you know, more opportunities available to you. And I think collaboration is hands down one of the best things that, you know, I've chosen to do in business. I'm so not attached to being like the number one star in the front.
Yes.
You know, I want to do this with everyone. I want everyone to like the ripple to go further and farther. And also, everyone has different networks. So you can transform more lives if you're collaborating.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's when you popped on my radar also, because we do have some mutual friends, you know, on our social network and in real life also, not just social network friends. I think, if I'm not wrong, a few of them have spoken or have had you on their, you know, sort of Facebook lives or whatever they do. And that's when I thought, like, she's a pretty interesting person, you know. She has this sort of depth of knowledge, not just in the business and the financial side of things, but, you know, it's more heart-centered and more spirit-centered. What do you do to explore that side of you even more, other than retreats? Is there some sort of practice that you do? Is there some sort of play that you engage in? That's what I've always seen you. You know, you've got this happy disposition, pretty much like a childlike disposition, and that's very inspiring on so many levels. So what sort of helps you, you know, keep those creative juices flowing?
Well, my belief, and when things shifted massively for me, was when I was able to be at my most highest of joy and fun and truth. Like when I started to actually open up about things that I would never share with anyone. Like that was when the ripple really just like went far and wide. And so it's my... like, and for me, if I was to think why I do it, it's because it feels fucking good to be feeling good. So it's like my responsibility. It's no one else's responsibility, like,
absolutely,
to make myself feel good. And if I'm going to have, you know, it's just for me, common sense that if I'm feeling really good, good things are going to happen, you know, things are going to ripple out.
Right.
And so going into nature and having play actually amplifies my business. I have mottos like every time I'm laughing, making money and things like that. Like,
oh, that's good.
You know, and so I get up, I do gratitude. Gratitude is one of my all hands down, you know, favorite things to do. We do it all the time. Around the, you know, wherever I go around the dinner table, even if it's weird and people don't know what we're doing, we do it anyway. My daughter, she's 5, she loves it. She always says, thank you for my beautiful life. Thank you for the people here. Like, that joy is, it's so beautiful to see it ripple down into her as well. But, you know, it just makes people appreciate what's available to them, gratitude, and what's around them and what they are grateful for. And a lot of people forget and stop stop and actually go, hey, what am I grateful for today? Like, let's just like start saying what we're so grateful for. And this was one of my favorite practices, and it started again, you know, 2 years ago. And I would encourage people and myself, if I was feeling really shitty, like just to start rambling all the things. I'm like, oh, there's sky, like no matter what, you know, like it was the small, simple things that I could see first. And now they become like deep gratitudes, you know. I go into the deep things that people can't see, like the connection of two humans coming together, you know. But at the time when I first started this practice, it had to be sometimes I love the sky, grateful to the sky, I'm grateful for the sun, I'm grateful for my hands. There's a guy, a friend of mine, Kane Bleakley, and when he met me, I actually taught him gratitude in a bar. It was funny. And he talks about this moment a lot because it changed his life. And I said, well, just look down at your hands. You've got five fingers. Say thank you. Be grateful. Start there. Yeah, I think gratitude is a big one, and just you know, not taking life too serious. It is sometimes serious, and it's ever changing. Like, you can never like latch onto the way it is. You've just got to go with the flow, and the pandemic like pretty much taught us that. Is that, you know, in each moment, you know, choose what's right for you in this moment, because who knows how many more moments we'll have.
Yes, absolutely.
And you just get to have fun and play the game of life, I call it. It's the game of life. How far can I take it? How big can I make it? How, you know, what can I make possible that everyone said wasn't possible? Because I know that everything that they said wasn't possible is actually not true. And that there's so much possible.
Yeah, because it's pretty much their model of the world, right? They think that something that they can't do, it has to be a universal law for everyone else that, you know, if I can't do it, they can't do it either. But then, you know, there are trailblazers in the world that prove people otherwise, you know. And they
all the time. Every time. There's all these new records. There's always new things that are invented and created, you know. Like, so it's bullshit.
Absolutely. It's absolute. It's funny, the sort of stories that we tell ourselves, you know, each day in terms of, you know, how a particular thing needs to be, how should I look in certain way, how people should portray me. It's all basically stories that we tell ourselves, and, you know, it puts so much freaking pressure on us. It's just mind-boggling. You just got to sometimes just sit back, strip off all the bullshit, and just be. And for me, you know, it has been very profound in the past, I think, about 4 or 5 years, especially when I started going out into the mountains for my hikes and, you know, going out in nature. The mountains actually do something to you when you're out there, just one with nature, the clean air, and just the wind going through the trees, and that rustling sound, and your feet just, you know, walking across the dirt. It just, flicks a switch.
And the vibrational level, because this is something that I'm passionate about as well. Like, when you're up there, you know, you get to manifest so much faster, and this might be a bit out there for some of the listeners, but but really, like, your thoughts are being transported faster because they're waves of frequency.
Yes.
And when you're in a city or you're in a, you know, you're in a hustle bustle, like, there's, you can think of all the people and the buildings and the phones and everything is frequency, and there's so much to get through. But when you're up in the nature and you're out in a space where you're, you know, you're like one of only a few, and you're with all this clean vibrating like tree energy, your messages and your visions, everything becomes clearer, and you become, because you're not congested with everyone else's energy fields that are coming through, but you're also being able to transmute, like put your stuff out, and that's good to the world, and of course it happens faster.
Absolutely.
To be honest, I actually use that a lot as well in manifesting my change.
That's excellent.
I would go and talk about earning, like, I know this, I keep going back to business, but business for me has shown me is a result of the joy and the work and the everything that I've done.
Right.
You know, that we have to create the money through fun and flow and not being out of alignment, being completely in alignment, for me, is my success. You know, that shows me that high school dropout that once took her clothes off for money, has achieved something because I've been able to do that through being fully in alignment and having fun. And one of the things that I would do was be out in nature and I would speak into existence five figure months online. Like I'd be like, all right, nature, like let's do this. And you know, I've got videos of me talking about it a couple of years ago and I hands down believe it works. And I guess the only way to know is to be and do it, right? It's to go and experience it, is to test the theory. Right. But like yourself and I, like we've been in nature and we do the hikes and we see the result. It's
awesome. Absolutely. Just definitely, you know, for me, especially, you know, being in the creative industry, being an artist and a designer, it's very important for me to just get fresh perspective and fresh ideas. So I do that definitely by, you know, a lot of different resources. Nature is one of them. Talking to people is another one. I have always been fascinated by behavior, you know, be it of an individual or of a business or a collective, you know, a group of people. And that's what's probably led me down to the path of, you know, just creating this particular platform, because obviously, I'm able to connect to people and, you know, exceptional individuals and help them first and foremost, you know, shine the story. And that was the whole purpose of creating this. This is the second year that we're doing this and I'm just actually loving it completely. You know, just completely in love with it. Since you go back to business, let's just talk a little bit about the business side of things. What was the first business that you sort of entered, and you know, what sort of business do you kind of conduct now? Because I know definitely that's more heart centered. Holistic side of things.
I always said that I was a freedom chaser since I was like 15 because I got expelled from school.
we'll talk about that too. I won't let that go.
I just never really wanted to conform. And I went into personal training for many years as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Again, just a way for me to be able to do what I want when I want, sort of thing, and not be stuck to. I just didn't really appreciate authority when I was younger, clearly. Mm. But and then I actually, just found topless waitressing. So I actually started topless waitressing. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I did that because it was fast, quick money, and I just got this. You know, and I really did appreciate my freedom, and I really always, I spent so much time because of my, you know, really low lows. I really needed to be able to go and do stuff that made me feel joy. Mm. I really needed freedom that saved me. You know, like I needed to be able to go on my wakeboard. I needed to be able to do all these things back then to keep me alive. Mm-hmm. You know, now I know it's in inner game as well as now, outer game. But for then, that was how I stayed alive. So topless weight fixing, took that off. and then when I was traveling overseas, I went and I did multiple different things, you know, businesses and just different. I went as a snowboard instructor and just kind of felt fit, followed the leisure life. Mm-hmm. But then I fell pregnant in Prague. I was over in overseas, and this is when I first looked into the online space.
Right.
Because I just, again, I didn't want to not be with my daughter. It was something that was, my mum was quite a busy mum, worked a lot of her life, and I missed out on her friendship. I missed out on our relationship. Right. And that's all I ever wanted was my mum, you know. Mm. I always wanted just my mum.
Okay.
And so I was like, I'm not doing that with my daughter.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
And so I took on online business and, you know, I dabbled in a few different ones that felt good at the time and, you know, took me on a roller coaster ride. I think, you know, business for me when it became online, it was just a little bit easier for me to be able to be with my kid. And, mm-hmm. you know, what I did at the beginning in the online business was really wrong. I spent so much time hustling and I forced a lot of my energy on people. And I, you know, I spent a couple, like maybe almost 4 years doing that. Like I was really in that like hustle sales scarcity mode.
Right. And, okay.
So I did business wrong for 4 years, but it still worked. I still had mm-hmm. some fun trips that I won overseas and, mm-hmm. you know, I learned so much about myself. But now I just kind of go back into being present. So if mm-hmm. I'm with my daughter, I'm present. If I'm with you, I'm present mm-hmm. and really like segregating time.
Yes.
So I'm not like thinking I need to be everywhere. And also knowing and trusting mm-hmm. is one of the greatest lessons I learned is like know and trust that it's going to happen, and it does. Like
yes.
it really does. But if you don't believe it, of course it's not. But if you know and mm-hmm. trust, mm-hmm. and you keep putting yourself back into know and trust, like you're a good person, mm-hmm. You have got good intentions, mm-hmm. like you've got a good mission on your heart. Well, then yes. it is done for you. Stop sabotaging it, and know that it's the right. And that's again in abundance with collaboration.
Yes.
A lot of people come from scarcity and won't collaborate mm-hmm. Because of fear that they're going to miss out on a client or they can't yep. have a person work with them, But in an abundant mindset and a trust and a knowing that it's happening no matter what, you can work with anyone because the right. What someone else chooses for them is so for them. They get yes. to do that.
Yes.
And there's so many people out there that want support and love and guidance and growth. And if they vibe with you, like they're going to vibe with you, or they vibe with someone else, they're going to vibe with someone else. And also they get to have unlimited possibilities. Exactly. Maybe they want to work with 10 people. Like who cares? That's their choice. And I think that, yeah, that was a really big turning point in business for me, is just trusting and knowing. I had to let go of the ones that weren't serving me, like taking my clothes off for money.
But you know,
we keep going. I was going to say, I actually quit that job, and then that was because I took away all my safety net. Then I held my business from there because I listened and I said no to what was actually harming me. I was, you know, it was, if I was to die in the car driving home from that place,
yeah,
that's the story that would be told about me.
Yes.
And I just like, that is not, that's not me. That's not what I want people to remember me by. That's not my legacy. Like that's bullshit. And I need to pull myself away from that because what I want people to remember me by, and now I know that I will hand down go out because I've spent 2 years like committed to that.
Yeah.
I'll hand down go out that my legacy will live on through people that know me. My daughter will know me for, you know, as who I truly am. And she will get to have that as her story.
Was it the birth of your daughter that led you down this path? Because I think for most people, you know, it's either, you know, a near-death experience, or they meet someone and they fall in love with them, or birth of a child, or something massive that happens in their life that puts them on a different...
I think for me, I've been chasing happiness for all my life. So like little moments in life where I just kept, you know, like all the different events.
Yes.
Having my daughter, Alia, definitely definitely made me face myself for sure. Yes. And, you know, you can't quit on a child, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it doesn't, and I didn't want her to see me crying all the time. Like, you know, like that's not great. And, you know, I did wrong for a first couple of years of her life, like not overly wrong, but there was, you know, and sometimes still, I'm still human. But for the most part, you know, but I never stopped looking and going after, you know, one of those moments, like driving in the car, you know, having had drinks at this bar after, you know, doing waitressing. Those are the moments that really sunk in when I was like, if I die right now, like, you know, if I die right now, that's how she'll know me. Like,
yeah,
Like, that's what people will talk about.
Yes.
And I was like, whoa, this is too much for me to handle. Like, I need to really start living what, you know, I want my daughter to be raised as, how I want her to be. No, like, if I can instill the lessons that I've learned in her now with the joy and the happiness and the gratitude, mm-hmm. you know, going out into nature, she talks to nature. Like, this is how beautiful this child is. She will tell you, she talks to nature. She'll sit there and go, and then she'll come back with a message.
that's excellent. And I think, you know, down the line, all of us, in fact, most of us forget that, you know, that quality of just communicating or playing or, you know, just imagination. It just sort of dies down with the sort of hustle and the rat race that we, you know, find ourselves in. So, you know, great that you actually, you know, stopped the previous thing that you were doing, that being topless waitress and, you know, just running around. So what was the next move after that? So what did you get into?
Well, it's just been online business for the last 6 years. Did it differently for first four.
Yeah.
Found my group for the last two, which was really about being my own brand, being right. my truth, you know, not posting things like I'm living a happy life and not really being happy, you know.
Actually
talking about some of the shit. Mm-hmm. Gifting my lessons forward so that no matter who's listening on the other end, like without an attachment, like they – without an attachment for money or business or any purpose, like mm-hmm. just people like here's my heart. This is what I've learned here. Mm-hmm. This is what happened for me. And every mm-hmm. time I had an epiphany and an awakening, mm-hmm. you know, I'd share that. And that's because I've been available for those awakenings. I've yes. allowed myself to say yes when fear's been there, or I've reached out and put my hand up for an experience. Mm. You know, that's challenge me, but I've done it because I know that at the other end I'll have something that I can learn. I've invested in so many coaches and business courses, things that really served me. You know, some of my greatest coaches were in the last 2 years.
Right. And okay.
It's because I just go after the best, you know, like
yes.
that's what I would say is find like that person or those people that are literally expanding in the way that you want to be, you know, and just go after it.
Absolutely.
And so I did that and I just kept doing that. And that's how I ended up in my online business for the last couple of years. I've really amplified my vision and my branding and my message, got really mm-hmm. clear. I've been in the education system, which is just totally teaching me how to like just be fully authentically myself.
Mm.
I do it on phone calls. People get like, I'll have coaching sessions with people that haven't actually met me yet. Like mm-hmm. they've seen my stuff, but they haven't met me yet in my tribe. And they'll get on a call and I'll be like, yo, yo, like, and I'll just say some random shit and be like, gee, that's all you got to do. Just be yourself. How attracted to you? Me, are you now that I just actually was so raw and normal?
yes, absolutely. And then that's, you know, you can't keep beating around the bush and, you know, just the true self will reveal itself, you know, now or later. And the sooner you accept and, you know, be your true nature, I think you basically just, you're destined for greatness then, because no one likes fake personalities. And you can, you know, I think the world has gone through such different paradigm shifts that you can see through bullshit through a lot of people.
Right now everyone's totally feeling it, you know, like so many light bulbs have been lit up and all these and so that's kind of where the rabbit hole starts, is like when you realize that one thing may have been a mistruth, something that you've learned about yourself or learned about the world is one mistruth. And what, however many other things that you've been saying or hearing about, that's a mistruth, you know? Yeah. And so when you know that, then you get to kind of go and really feel into, like, what do I want my truth to be? Like, because you get to choose your beliefs anyway, because just choose ones that are going to serve you. Choose the ones that, like, if you laugh, you're going to make money. Choose the ones that everything, you know, is working for me.
Exactly.
That nature is where I get creative.
Absolutely. So now when you just jumped into the space of the online business, and there are several different kinds, out there, what were some of the myths or challenges that you encountered specifically, the online business that you went into?
My challenges would have been that they were very product-based. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up flogging, my Facebook with products constantly over and over again. So it just became a disconnection to who I actually am and more about a company that I was working for.
Yeah, was it affiliate marketing side of things?
Yeah, that was network marketing. And okay. It served me well. Like, I still had some really great experiences and won some awesome trips. I just think it gets to be a little bit different now. And the second business, again, was a network marketing business, but it was like something that I didn't even have a passion for, and I didn't like the people, I just thought that it would make me feel like more of a woman because it was like a woman product. Like, I was like, I might get to feel more lady. And everyone bitched and moaned. And I'm not kidding. Like, you couldn't work. There was no such thing as collaboration. It was all your input. Like, there was so much competitiveness and, bitching and just stuff that you can just now, I'm totally aware of it. Like, that does not work. You are not going to succeed if you're in an environment that is like that, no matter whether it's an online business or offline. In-person business, if people are sitting around throwing out negative shit, constantly, you're not going to be your best self. And with my last business, which was totally in alignment, everything I've experienced has been great. There have also been the challenges of, my own personal self, like in my leadership levels, you're constantly recommitting to yourself and your vision and really making sure that you're constantly like recommitting to to your business, recommitting to your business, because some days it won't happen just overnight. I'm super blessed that my experience has been great. But there's sometimes so much inner turmoil or work that needs to be done and moved and cleared before another layer of abundance is available to
you. Absolutely.
And so, so every time there's levels, and it's like you can't just quit when it's challenging. What you can do, though, is go, all right, I'm so fucking committed.
Yeah.
Let me find a way. And I did that so much over my last 2 years. I've gotten to point where I've made some really big income and then I've spent lots of money and I've ended up like in these sticky situations. I'm like, do you go back to dancing on a stage and like being in misalignment? Would you stay committed to your fucking journey? And so I just would stay committed and I would just constantly remind the universe I'm committed and then it would only be, a few days later that, everything's back to normal, It's just it's funny because so many, I could have got so sidetracked and just ended up elsewhere on different things. But as long as they're all, now I only invest in and do my time and my money in businesses that are in alignment to my online space and my business, which is all about transformation. It's about empowering people. So that's why I love in-person transformation as well as online stuff. It all complements each other. But if I was to go and, just do something totally nothing that I'd enjoy.
Maybe be a car salesman. Or saleswoman, rather. Just go and sell secondhand cars.
You get distracted. Or going and putting myself in an environment over and over again that just wasn't serving me, that will end up taking me out of what my mission is. So I think I just keep moving forward. I never quit. And that's something that I get proud of myself for, because it hasn't always been easy. I've had some of the nastiest stories playing out in my head, up until a couple of weeks ago. I actually thought I was ugly, over and over again. Like, struggled with this belief. Like, it was just rooted in, and because I'm committed to the work, it came out in one of my work. And now I get to, like, just not care so much, you know? Like, for ages I was being torn about what I was wearing or what I looked like or And, like,
Yeah, it doesn't definitely serve you any purpose, you know, because obviously self-doubt is the biggest killer of any hopes, dreams or aspirations that you have. And obviously, you know, when you don't back yourself up in, you know, anything that you do, no matter how good you are, you will never, you know, you basically shortchange yourself doing all of that thing. And I, you know, I have done that myself quite a lot of times, you know, understanding that, I've been actually sitting on the idea of starting a podcast for the past 4 years and never took the courage to jump into the space, thinking of all the other sort of, you know, bullshits that, you know, are made up. And like, I don't know if people have listeners or not. Would people understand the way I talk because I have a funny accent and whatnot? So, you know, all of that's just gone out of the window because I don't care. And the whole purpose is, you know, if the moment you find passion and vocation, when they mix together, there's a principle in the Japanese culture. I think it's called the Ikigai. I don't know how much you know about it. It's where your passion meets your vocation, and that's the sweet spot that you find. That's where I landed, and there were a few people who basically, you know, mentored me through and helped me quite a lot, and they know exactly who they are that I'm talking about. And because of them, you know, I have this platform where I'm able to help other people. Now, a question for you here. What message would you give to people who are on a similar sort of journey as you, who are chasing freedom and are sick of the daily, you know, rat race? What would you suggest, and what would you recommend to them to break free of that thing?
Education, environment, it's just taking action on understanding that you don't know yet what it is that you need to do, because if you did, you'd be doing it. Yeah. So it's like, okay, I don't know that yet, but not holding yourself back because you don't know it. Go and find those that are doing it, or an education system or a coach, whatever it is that really like draws you in to ask questions, and put yourself in there. Now, I've been doing this for a really long time, is changing my environments, because obviously when I was being abused as a teenager, I, like, my only escape, I ended up jumping on a plane and I got overseas.
Yeah.
And so for me, that was a big change of environment, but that became actually a really strong tool to use. And, you know, it's like, if your environment isn't, you know, working, go and find others, and you don't need to say goodbye to the one that you're in. Yeah. All I'm asking, what I'm saying has worked for me, is just go and add one. Yes. You know, go and add one positive environment to start. And then you can go and add another. And so it might be, you know, for me, I started to volunteer on an organic farm a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
And that just, and I just, like, that was just such a positive impact for me. And, you know, being on this organic farm, getting dirty, meeting all these amazing people that would come through this farm, you know, and then even my online space, you know, like going and being with the people that you can see, you're like, oh, they've got what I want.
Yeah.
They're talking like how I want. It feels good. Like, only if it feels good, you know, and just go and be around it and invest in it. And just, like, your money comes back tenfold. Whatever you spend on something that's positive is coming back tenfold. Like, you know, money is crazy. Some people just get so tight on spending money on something that can change their life. And I think, what the hell? Like, that's just crazy. Because if you actually mapped it out, you're going to make more money by not, like, actually investing in yourself, investing in a business, investing in an environment that's serving of you. And not all money, not all environments cost money. But if you're one of those people that are holding your money so closely, well, you're never going to make money. And you need to, like, break the pattern that you see that's holding you back, you know, that is just go for it. Yes, figure it out later.
I've always been a strong proponent of, you know, you got to spend money to make money. Now, money not meaning physical money. For me, time is also money. And absolutely, you know, for everybody, time is money. So if you don't put the time, you don't get the benefit. You got to put the work,
put the time.
Yeah.
Get comfortable being uncomfortable sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, you don't know what's going to happen at the workshop. You know what I mean? Like, I was just having this conversation this week to someone that's never done any development work, but he's coming to the hypnosis session that we're running this weekend, which is for breaking addictions. And, you know, you can think of, like, how scary that could be for him, right? Because he's like... He's in a world he's really stuck in.
Yeah.
And I just, there's not much I can tell you. That's what I said. There's not much I can tell you to make you feel comfortable, because you're going to feel uncomfortable anyway.
Yes.
You're going to feel, but once you get there, just all I need you to do is get yourself there. And once you get there, you'll feel comfortable. Because the minute that you step into a space that you think is going to be a certain way, actually usually is, probably not. You actually drop in and become comfortable. It becomes your new normal. You know, after a few minutes, after a few hours, after a few years, that becomes your new normal. And that's how me speaking this way, you know, is happening, is because it's become my normal. Yeah. Whereas before, I was a negative Nancy. I read some of my posts and I'm like, ooh, a little bit illiterate. No, just kidding.
We'll see. Everybody evolves and grows.
Very heavy.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, and you know, be thankful because of that sort of person you were. You know, the pain or the trouble or the challenges pushed you to get out of that, you know, environment. And that's what happens. You were uncomfortable, and that actually made you move. And when you're uncomfortable, that's the time when you grow the most, because, you know, pressure creates diamonds. You know, you can't get diamonds just out of that.
Yeah, that's right. And you create more space. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's just, it's such a beautiful journey. Like, I hands down am so grateful and blessed that I took this wild ride and said yes to life and said yes to me and said, you know, yes to freedom. Like, I can't go back now. Like, never. I sometimes wonder, I'm like, I wonder what it's like if I went to go get a job or something. But at the end of the day, you can do that whenever you want.
Like, absolutely.
I'm living my best life now, and I'm just loving it. And I know that I'll be finding a way for the rest of my life on how I can make, you know, life just more fun and more free, and, you know, and serve others. And there's so much. You never know what's going to come around the corner. Like, absolutely. I've just attracted into. I'm actually moving in today, and I'm in the house where I'm talking to you.
Wow.
I met a person at the farm, that organic farm I spoke to you about. I met a person at an organic farm who has 5 acres of retreat space.
Wow.
I've just moved into it. It has a tennis court. It's got the Tally Valley creek just there. It's amazing. He is a business-minded mentor now. He'll become a mentor for sure, because his knowledge is just crazy. He takes action constantly and it's just amazing what is possible for you if you just get out of your way.
Awesome, yeah.
And just be like, you know, I was just like sewing my, like, was listening to an audiobook on the way up actually to the organic farm on Sunday. It was a Sunday. I was just going to go out there, have a coffee, get some food, organics, sitting around a bonfire, a bit cold, and started having a conversation. And, you know, I just shared a little bit about my truth, where I'm at, what I'm, you know, what I'm looking for. And, yeah, next minute they're like, do you want to come over for tennis? And I was like, are we going to a club or something? Like, where do we play tennis? Like, no, at this house.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, all right, let's go.
That's awesome.
Now, yeah, 2 weeks later, we've done so much in 2 weeks. We've created an event here. We're creating so much else that's going on around us right now.
That's excellent.
I'm moving to this beautiful, big, gigantic Queensland luscious house on this beautiful property that we get to hold transformational experiences on. So
that's super awesome. So just tell us a little bit about this retreat that's coming up. When obviously by the time we have this podcast aired, it would, you know, you would have already had your retreat.
I'm pretty sure
you're hosting some more in future.
Yes, so that's right. So we're just doing a workshop on Saturday, and that will be around breaking addictions, but we'll definitely be holding that again because it's super serving. I really feel like if people can just get that, it's hypnosis, and people can get that, like, the tools right on the day, to really get them strong, it'd be easier for them outside. So that's just through a guest speaker friend of mine, a collaboration that we're doing. But myself and my business partner, Matthew O'Hosking, we have just launched our business called Mana X. And it's really, obviously, Mana means energy, force field, and
spirit.
So we are launching into our, we're going to have our transformational days. So we're going to collaborate with some of the best leaders across the globe. I mean, I've had some awesome experiences, and we are just excited to bring, you know, bring change to the world in those day experiences. So look out for that. And then we're also hosting our first retreat that's coming up, which is just a 2-day vacay kind of weekend, rebooting, lots of magic. Me and Matthew actually do, we actually just became the custodians of energy healing experience. We were in training for like the last few months in this deep work with a sensei of ours, and it became apparent that me and Matthew have this really crazy energy. We just have a magic. We call it real magic. Real magic. It's not something you can put into words. It's something you have to experience. We have a teepee that's set up on the Gold Coast at this retreat house with our crystal grid, our massage table, and we do dual healings. They're really elemental healings. They are in person. We can do distant healings, actually, but we do in-person healings here. And they're just, they basically take your... They take you through meeting your soul essence. So then what happens is when you come out, you integrate into your highest being self, your highest soul self. And so we've already done, you know, over a few, we've got a lot of people in our space that we've done these for, and we've seen what transforms, and it's that's exciting.
That side of the, you know, modality has always intrigued me. I have been through a few sort of retreats as such, mostly, you know, your traditional meditation and, you know, understanding the metaphysical side of things and whatever. But yeah, All different modalities of healing and retreats have always intrigued me. So probably, you know, come down and have, you know, have a squiz and see how things are going. And maybe if I can serve in any sort of way, definitely more than happy to collaborate with all of that. Now, if people want to reach you, how do they get in touch and, you know, excellent moment?
Best way to contact me is always, I've been a Facebook girl for a really long time, is Alana G. You know, you can find Alana G on Facebook, just the letter G, G for gangster.
Conscious and hippie gangster.
Slip into my DMs. Honestly, I love conversation. I would jump on any, like, a phone call. I'd give my phone number right now. That's how much I would, like, don't mind people just giving me a buzz. We get the minute that if anyone has anything that they need to clear or they're, you know, they want a better understanding of, it's so simple to just get on a phone call or a voice message, I really think. And so, you know, don't be afraid. Like, I'm the most friendliest human ever, and I just love all beings. I have zero judgment and under this bonnet. I've been there. And I just love, I don't know, I just love, I just love human contact. I'm all about it. You know, I just like to get to know people. I like to see people in their highest version self.
Yeah.
And I believe everyone's deserving of that. So.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. Anything else that you'd like to add? We've been on it for an hour right now, so pretty much an hour. And I could actually carry on this conversation for more, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours. There's so much to, learn and so much to get to know you on so many different levels. But yeah, I think we'll put a wrap onto this right now. So yeah, anything else that you'd like to add?
I think I'm complete. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for shining your light. Sorry, I just cut.
That's all right.
Thank you so much for shining your light and being brave enough and bold enough to take action on your dream. Even if it did take you a long time, you still did it. And the world is a better place because of people like you. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Like I said, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for people like you so that your positive messages, your vibes could be spread, far and wide. And if only one person gets, benefited out of this, I think my purpose is met. I'm not chasing, I'm not even bothered about millions or billions of people listening to this. They will in eventually, I trust the time. My life and trust the timing of the universe, for sure it will happen. But yeah, until then I'll just keep on.
I put on this year on my mission is billions. I've got to help 1/8 of the earth.
Well, you are definitely on your way.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. It was a pleasure having you. Definitely, you're more than welcome to come back on the show anytime you like. You're always welcome.
I would love to.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.